From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, February 12th through Sunday, February 14th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news today, Monday, February the 15th, is President's Day. And the Daily Freeman has a rundown of how the holiday will affect various services and offices. Amtrak will be on holiday schedule. All banks are closed. All county offices are closed. Federal offices are closed. Greene County Transit has no service today, and there is no mail delivery today. The Metro North will be on a Saturday schedule with extra cars on morning inbound and evening outbound trains. All schools are closed, state offices are closed, and Trailways is on a holiday schedule. John Mason and Roger Hannigan-Gilson reported in the Register Star that the phishing scam that netted Social Security numbers for all Hudson City School District staff members has escalated. According to Superintendent Maria Stuttmeyer, several staff members have gone to file their taxes only to find their taxes have already been filed. The matter is being investigated by the Hudson Police Department with the assistance of the State Police Computer Crimes Unit. When contacted, Police Chief Edward Moore did not disclose details because the investigation is ongoing. Stuttmeyer said the problem is not limited to the Hudson District. She said it was widespread among school districts in the area. No student data was stolen and the district's database was not hacked. Stuttmeyer called it, and I quote, a very unfortunate incident, end quote. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that Cairo officials are already at work revising the town's 10-week-old zoning laws. The rules went into effect in late 2015 following an 8-year process, yet newly elected town supervisor Daniel Benoit, the town board, planning board, and the new zoning committee are, and I quote, hard at work, end quote, on a rewrite. Benoit said the zoning committee will include business owners and members of the general public, and its focus will be to simplify the laws and revise the rules to make them less restrictive for potential businesses. The current law is the first zoning law in Cairo history, adopted after an 8-year process that included 60 public meetings and a public hearing. Rick Collin reported at Capital Confidential that the Working Families Party has endorsed Zephyr Teachout in the 19th Congressional District race. The Working Families' endorsement of Teachout is not a surprise, given Teachout's progressive pro-labor stance, Collin writes. In its press release, the party called the Fordham law professor, and I quote, fearless, independent-minded, end quote, and said she will stand up for working families, and I quote, against big money donors and wealthy insiders who have rigged the economy in their favor, end quote. The seat is being vacated by Republican Chris Gibson. On the Republican side, John Faso and Andrew Haney are competing for the party line. Teachout faces a primary challenge from Will Yandick of Livingston. And for our final story, the Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting that Millbrook businessman Andrew Haney has won the support of the Dutchess County Republican Committee in the race for the 19th Congressional District seat. He defeated former State Assembly member John Faso of Kinderhook and Robert Bishop, a Delaware County farmer. County Republican Chairman Michael McCormick said, and I quote, I believe it is, in part, the fact that Andrew has gotten around and met with a majority of the committee members, and he is from Dutchess County, and the committee members like the message that Andrew is speaking about, end quote. Faso was endorsed by the Dutchess County Conservative Party, his campaign said on Friday, February the 12th. In a statement released by the Faso campaign, the Conservative Party said Faso was the, and I quote, right choice for principled conservatives desperate for real leadership in Washington, end quote. Today is day 5 of the WGXC High Five Pledge Drive. Tune in for a full slate of remote broadcast and turnout for special events. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory for freezing rain, sleet, and snow in the region from 1 p.m. today, Monday, February the 15th, to 10 p.m. Tuesday, February the 16th. An accumulation of 1 to 4 inches of snow and sleet, along with a tenth to a quarter of an inch of ice, is forecast. Snow will develop from the south to the north Monday afternoon and transition to sleet and freezing rain late Monday evening before changing to rain on Tuesday morning. Hazardous travel conditions are likely Monday night into Tuesday morning. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of snow mainly after 3 p.m., increasing clouds with the temperature high near 25 degrees. The wind chill values can be as low as minus 9 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. For Monday night, snow and sleet before midnight, then sleet between midnight and 2 a.m., then freezing rain after 2 a.m. The temperature rising to around 32 degrees by 5 a.m. The chance of precipitation is 80%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, rain with a temperature high near 46 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of rain before 10 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m., then a chance of snow after 11 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 27 degrees. And on Wednesday, a chance of snow showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m., then a chance of rain showers after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 39 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 20. Sunrise today was at 6:50 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:28 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 37 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 15th day of February, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.